Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Health to phase out masking for employees. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Health released a statement saying they are phasing out masking for employees, providers, contractors, and volunteers under most circumstances, effective immediately. Staff will be allowed to unmask unless they are in contact with a patient or if they are asked to mask by CCH Employee Health and Safety, according to the press release from CCH. Leadership has been working diligently to address community members and employees' concerns and input. Earlier last year, CCH was able to phase out masking for patients and visitors. Today, CCH can take the next step towards returning to normalcy. We have been working towards this moment for some time now, said Campbell County Health CEO Matt Shahan. Through extra precautions, we are able to comply with both CMS and DNV standards while taking this step to phase out masking at our facilities. They went on to say anyone who wishes to continue masking is welcome to do so. Campbell County Health wanted to thank the community and its employees, providers, contractors, and volunteers for their patience in waiting for this moment. At this time, masking is not changing at the Legacy. The regulatory bodies have slightly different regulations regarding masking in long-term care facilities versus the hospital setting. Visitors at the Legacy will still be required to mask, while in communal areas, staff will continue to mask unless in resident-restricted areas, and residents remain encouraged to mask. Gillette Police received two separate reports of a phony cell phone service provider scamming residents on the same day. On Wednesday evening, officers responded to a report from a 41-year-old woman who had received a phone call from an automated company claiming to be Verizon and indicating there was suspicious charges on her account. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the system requested the last four digits of her Social Security number, which she provided. The woman decided to follow up about the phone call and was informed there was no charges or issues with her account from Verizon. She contacted police to make a report of the incident. A short time later, Gillette Police Department received another report from a woman who told officers her 17-year-old daughter had received a call from an automated system saying her Verizon account had been breached. The 39-year-old mother said her daughter proceeded to enter her father's account number and the last four digits of his Social Security number. The incidents have been turned over to detectives for investigation, and there are no suspects in the case. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.